Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The Israeli death toll after the surprise attack by the militant group Hamas on communities in the country's south on Saturday has risen to at least 700, including 44 soldiers, as the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel was embarking on a long and difficult war. In Gaza, which was pummeled by Israeli airstrikes, officials have reported at least 500 deaths. Well, our reporter Una Kelly can give some background to this conflict, and Una, we might start with what seems perhaps like a simple question. What is Hamas?
Well, Sarah, Hamas is a Palestinian militant group. It rules the Gaza Strip and it's sworn to Israel's destruction. It's already fought several wars with Israel since it took power in Gaza in 2007. Now, Hamas is designated a terrorist group by Israel, the EU, the UK, the US and other powers. It's backed by Iran, which funds it and provides some weapons and training. Now, Israel has repeatedly attacked Hamas with airstrikes and, together with Egypt, has blockaded the Gaza Strip since 2007 for what it says is its security. Now, the Gaza Strip is a small territory, just 41 by 10 kilometres between Israel, Egypt and the Mediterranean Sea. It's home to about 2.3 million people and it's got one of the highest population densities in the world. Now, Israel controls the airspace over Gaza and its shoreline and restricts who and what goods are allowed into it and through its border. Egypt also controls who passes in and out of its border with Gaza. The UN says that around 80% of the population in Gaza depends on international aid, and about a million people rely on daily food aid.
And why are they fighting now?
Well, Saturday's attack happened at a time of heightened tension between Israel and Palestine. The UN said that this year has been the deadliest year for Palestinians since it started counting deaths in 2006. More than 200 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire this year, according to its health ministry, which might have motivated Hamas to strike Israel with that spectacular attack on Saturday. And at least 35 Israelis were also killed in Palestinian attacks this year so far. The fact that Hamas has taken so many Israelis hostage is likely to be aimed at pressuring Israel to free some of the thousands of Palestinians who are currently held in Israeli prisons. And there's also been some speculation that the attack was orchestrated by Iran, which is Israel's archenemy. They've been trading a growing number of attacks with Israel in recent years. So Israel has blamed Iran, though Iran's ambassador to the UN has already denied the country's involvement.
And how many people have been killed and taken hostage in this latest part of the conflict?
We know so far that more than 700 people have been killed in Israel since Saturday, including 260 people who were shot dead by Hamas gunmen at a music festival. Dozens of people have also been kidnapped, most of them taken into Gaza. Now, Hamas has refused to confirm the number of hostages taken. Hamas official Bassem Naim did say that hostages would be looked after.
Our chief commander, at the beginning of the operation, he said it clearly: respect elderly, respect civilians, respect children, don't kill anyone who is not involved directly in the battle. Now it is too early to talk about what we have and where and who is responsible for this, but we are committed and we are obliged to treat our hostages in a very human, dignified way.
Now, in Gaza, more than 500 people have been killed since Israel began striking what it said were Hamas targets. And an Irish-Israeli woman, 22-year-old Kim Dumpty, who was at that music festival, is currently still unaccounted for. The Department of Foreign Affairs here says it's in contact with a small number of Irish citizens who are currently in Gaza.
What's been happening today, Una?
Well, Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete siege of the Gaza Strip.
No electricity, no food, no water, no gas. It's all closed. We're fighting animals and are acting accordingly.
So Israel's military then intensified their strikes on Gaza around lunchtime, while Hamas today also resumed large-scale rocket attacks on Israel from inside the Gaza Strip. The UN says that more than 123,000 people have been displaced inside Gaza since the fighting began on Saturday. Israel says it's now in control of all the communities that were attacked in its territory, and they say there's no fighting inside Israel, but that it's possible that there were still some Hamas military militants within their territory. Israel also says its troops have killed a number of armed infiltrators entering the country from Lebanon. And meanwhile, in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, around 2.8 million Palestinians live there. The Israeli army has also imposed a complete closure there. Residents are saying that the entrances to towns and cities have been shut off with iron gates and cement blocks, with some new military checkpoints being set up. And through the day, there have been long queues at some petrol stations as supplies of fuel are running out.
Finally, for the moment, Una, how are other countries and international organisations responding to all of this?
Well, the European Commission has announced this afternoon that it's going to be putting all its development aid to Palestinians under review. The US has moved its aircraft carrier closer to Israel and says it's going to send more weapons. US officials have said they would expect Israel to launch a ground incursion into Gaza within the next 48 hours. Meanwhile, Qatar's foreign ministry has confirmed it's involved in some mediation talks with Hamas and Israel. But Israeli officials and a Hamas spokesperson have denied reports that there are possible prisoner swaps underway. The UN has called for the establishment of humanitarian corridors into Gaza to deliver aid. And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said that the Irish government condemns the Hamas attack on Israel unreservedly and has insisted there can be no excuse for targeting women, children and taking children and women and civilians as hostages. And the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs has upgraded its security advice to avoid non-essential travel, to avoid all travel to southern Israel and also to exercise extreme caution in both Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory.
Una Kelly, thank you very much for that, and we will be returning to this issue after 5 o'clock.